Learning from Isaac. Wellness is a plan. Together, we have remembered a strong foundation upon which our wellness can stand. Health practitioner Katie Mason shared with Psychology Today, wellness plans review exercise habits, dietary choices, lifestyle factors, environmental factors, physical health problems, personal beliefs about the self, interpersonal relationships, spirituality, and trauma history. In Genesis 26, Isaac performed some key steps of his own in wellness planning. He listened to and for God. He planted seed. He did not stay where he was not welcome. He recalled what his forebearer had built before him. He accessed his tangible, life-giving heritage. He acknowledged God's presence in his life. He did not blindly trust those who had betrayed him. He forgave. Planning our wellness is a communal, spiritual, inventive, and loving act. It is a form of resistance to oppressive forces that cause us to believe we are not worthy, there is not enough time in the day, or that we must accept disregard as status quo. When we plan to live well, we align with God's heart and mind. When we plan to live well, we reach much further back than anything that has ever happened to us, and we recall our roots of thriving. We recall Psalm 139. We acknowledge God's presence as our before and our always. What would wake-up wellness look like in your mornings? Is there a YouTube video or a song to play in the bathroom as you prepare for the day? Is there a candle you can light to celebrate your memories of grandmama? Is there a meal you can make once a month for friends to remind yourself and them of community? Are there goodbyes to offer, blocks in your phone to be made, or folk to unfollow on social media? Wellness is a plan. Say that with me. Wellness is a plan. Praying with the ancestors. Walking as one accompanied by God and the great cloud of witnesses, join now in prayer with our ancestors in their own words. Howard Thurman prayed, "Open unto me light for my darkness. Open unto me courage for my fear. Open unto me hope for my despair. Open unto me peace for my turmoil. Open unto me joy for my sorrow. Open unto me strength for my weakness. Open unto me wisdom for my confusion. Open unto me forgiveness for my sins. Open unto me tenderness for my toughness. Open unto me love for my hates. Open unto me thyself for myself. Lord, Lord, open unto me." Sojourner Truth prayed, "Do it for me, God. God, you know I have no money. But you can make the people do for me, and you must make the people do for me. I will never give you peace till you do, God." Maya Angelou prayed, "Dear Creator, you, the borderless sea of substance, we ask you to give all the world that which we need most, peace." W.E.B. Du Bois prayed, "Give us grace, O God, to dare to do the deed which we well know cries to be done. Let us not hesitate because of ease or the words of men's mouths or our own lives. Mighty causes are calling us, the freeing of women, the training of children, the putting down of hate and murder and poverty, all these and more. but they call with voices that mean work and sacrifices and death. Mercifully grant us, O God, the spirit of Esther, that we say, I will go unto the king, and if I perish, I perish. Paul Lawrence Dunbar prayed, O Lord, the hard-won miles have worn my stumbling feet. O soothe me with thy smiles and make my life complete. The thorns were thick and keen where'er I trembling trod. The way was long between my wounded feet and God. Where healing waters flow, do thou my footsteps lead. My heart is aching so, thy gracious balm I need. Harriet Tubman prayed, O Lord, you've been with me in six troubles. Don't desert me in the seventh. James Weldon Johnson prayed, God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, thou who has brought us thus far on the way, thou who has by thy might led us into the light, keep us forever in the path, we pray. Lest our feet stray from the places, our God, where we met thee, lest our hearts, drunk with the wine of the world, we forget thee. Shadowed beneath thy hand, may we forever stand, true to our God, true to our native land. Barbara Jordan prayed, since you can do all that we cannot do, give us the good sense to work with you in partnership for the benefit of all humankind. Help us to resist our inclination to be the senior partner as we work together. Keep talking to us and help us to listen. Guide us in our decisions and grant us the wisdom, courage, and selflessness to discern the difference between good and bad, fact and fiction, reality and illusion. Jesus prayed in John 17:13-15. I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to this world, just as I do not belong to this world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. Celebrate your roots. Celebrate you. Let's close with joy. At the end of Genesis 26, a member of Isaac's community shouted and celebrated the discovery of water. It is our hope that you have enjoyed your walk with Recalling Our Roots, remember the beauty in your heritage and also in African American heritage. It is our greatest hope that you have discovered water. And if you have discovered water, then wade in it. Wade in the water. Wade in the water until freedom calls, just as it did many an African American ancestor. We have historical models of persisting and audacious joy. There are folk alive and gone who by their life's witness bring forward joy in our hearts and minds. Alice Walker wrote, the absence of models in literature as in life is an occupational hazard for the artist simply because models in art, in behavior, in growth of spirit and intellect, even if rejected, enrich and enlarge one's view of existence. To know how others have felt what we feel, have carried what we carry, and have needed the things we need is a comfort. It is easier to be human when we have wisdom that cautions us against trying life alone. There is joy inside of us, outside of us, behind us, and still ahead. Can you name memories of joy? Can you name current sources of joy? can you say how you will foster joy for yourself and others? Renowned choreographer Alvin Ailey reflected, "The American Negro, sometimes sorrowing, sometimes jubilant, but always hopeful, has touched, illuminated, and influenced the most remote preserves of world civilization. I and my dance theater celebrate this trembling beauty." We join ancestor Alvin Ailey in celebration and offer thanks for the many rich sources you have heard from in this podcast. In a final communal, spiritual, inventive, and loving expression, we will speak their names, remembering each person is a hair in our root. The Holy Spirit, Isaac, son of Sarah and Abraham, Jesus, our liberator, Coretta Scott King, Overy Hendrix, reclaiming our moral authority, Samuel DeWitt, Proctor Conference, 2015, James Ogude and Stephen Paulson, Philosophy of Ubuntu, To the Best of Our Knowledge podcast, Milana Karinga, Introduction to Black Studies, second edition, Karen Baker Fletcher and Garth Kasimu Baker Fletcher, My Sister, My Brother, Womanist and Zotus God Talk, Monica Coleman, Making a Way Out of No Way, Tayomi Egas, I See the Rhythm of the Gospel, Harriet Tubman, Aretha Franklin, Marvin Gaye, Curtis Mayfield, The Ancestors, King David, Psalm 139, Ta-Nehisi Coates, The Beautiful Struggle, Mia Sagoba, The Power of a Name, Cultures of West Africa, Orlando Patterson, Rethinking Black History, Harvard Educational Review, Ta-Nehisi Coates, Between the World and Me, Howard Thurman, Sojourner Truth, Maya Angelou, W.E.B. Du Bois, James Weldon Johnson and J. Rosamond Johnson, Lift Every Voice and Sing, Congresswoman Barbara Jordan, National Prayer Breakfast, Washington, D.C., 1978, Carrie Kuznak, Setting Wellness Resolutions, Psychology Today, Alice Walker, In Search of Our Mother's Gardens, Alvin Ailey, Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, and now, Say Your Name. All footnotes are available online in a downloadable written transcript. Thank you for recalling roots with me. May your spirit be refreshed. Let us pray. We slow our breathing and clear our minds of everything but gratitude. For you, God, have been with us. You have spoken to us in whispers, moans, and giggles. We see a path and plan for wellness. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You have given brilliant light where we may have resolved to accept shadows. Your love informs our living. We do not have to prove our beginnings or our worth. Your love justifies us over and over again. God, thank you for roots that give us life anew. Amen, and I say.